Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in here on the Liberty Broadcasting System, the American Christian Network affiliate. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. This is, of course, Tuesday, which is, in our neck of the woods, Trump Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, just because he is president in exile and nobody will acknowledge that he legally won, that doesn't mean anything to us because we know the truth.
Yeah. And, you know, we also are doing this in honor of, well, I guess, despite, once again, the Supreme Court's failure to hear evidence. Sidney Powell's lawsuits against two of the states getting ready to go to the Supreme Court, and they vote, 6-3, I think it is. There's the three typical, the three justices that dissented, Gorsuch and, I don't have it in front of me. Darn, I should have pulled that up if we're going to mention it. But anyway, I was not surprised, but just shaking my head, seeing their refusal, the court's refusal to look at evidence that shows crimes have been committed, intent,
right?
Malicious.
That's the whole point, is the intent, right? The intent right there shows that they have an agenda, that this is a coup, this is a takeover. Otherwise, they would uphold the law. They would do their jobs according to their job descriptions and their oaths of office, right? And so the whole judicial branch is tanking right now. And so
the whole government.
Well, yeah, exactly. But the teeth are tanking, which is the judicial branch. And so if you know, there's three branches of government, there's four. And when the third one, which is the judicial branch, fails, the fourth one has to kick in, which is we the people. We are the fourth branch of the government.
Right.
And so especially when the judicial branch utterly fails.
Yep.
And so, you know, we've got there's four people that were just convicted of voter fraud in Texas. And so, well, at least they're willing to convict somebody. I mean, there's only four people down there that got convicted.
Right.
But, you know, at least there's somebody willing to admit that, hey, look at this. There was some voter fraud, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, let's totally ignore imported votes.
No. What they're doing is they're saying, there's that case there, but that wouldn't have overturned this election. That would not have affected Trump's win.
Yes,
it wouldn't have. So that's the argument. When you do find these onesie twosie cases, then they're saying, well, yeah, but those are dealt with. So we have gone after voter fraud when it exists, but it would not have overturned the election. That's because they refused to hear all the evidence that would have come up with a completely different election result. And I'm glad that Trump, on his speech on Sunday, went through the list of the big ticket items for evidence and of voter fraud.
Right.
So, yeah, it was really good. But anyway, I found it. It's the Supreme Court refuses to review Pennsylvania election cases. Alito, Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas all dissented, arguing against it. And I don't know. What do you do? This is getting bad. This is getting really bad. This runaway.
Well, and see, that's what I'm saying.
Train wreck.
That's what I'm saying. When the third branch, the judicial branch, utterly fails to uphold their duty, we have to step in as the fourth branch, and the fourth branch is what backs up the Second Amendment.
I am so glad to hear, right, and I'm so glad to hear, like, Representative Heather Scott, District 1, Idaho,
yep,
just had a Zoom conference call laying it out. You guys need to hear it. So I'm going to play a couple of those clips, and it falls right into what we're describing, what we're talking about right now,
right,
about the fourth branch, the people getting involved and holding our government, you know, accountable. So, you know, the Second Amendment is an absolute last resort, and we're not there yet. Some people might feel differently, but truly, we're not. I mean, once you have to know that you have exhausted all other recourse once you go there. But right, it is there in case it is needed.
Right.
So, it's really going to take some strong discernment to know when you're there. And
right.
So let's do the word of the day. How's that?
Yep. Let's get to the word of the day because we have so much to talk about. We're just going to get carried away if we don't watch it. So
I know.
So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, which read, "God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And we had a really great discussion about this with some other people that are really good friends of ours just a few days ago. And what's really fascinating about this is that you only have to believe, right? That you have to believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to believe that he is the only begotten Son of God. And so,
well, and repent.
And yes, exactly. And repent. So we were talking about taking like a single verse out of context and developing a whole concept over just a single verse.
Or a whole doctrine.
Yeah. And that you can't do that because, quite often that single verse is backed up by an entire story that shows the intent and everything behind it. And like this, yes, if you're like for instance, if you're in a car accident and you're just about ready to pass away and somebody comes and prays over you and you give your life to Jesus Christ where you don't actually get to serve him or, you know, walk out your faith, then yes, believing in him is enough to save you. But there's this other thing from Romans 8:1 that says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." And so here was where we had this fantastic discussion. We were talking about how, you know, how to love God, right? How to love God, how to love your brother, which basically splits the Ten Commandments right down the middle almost.
Right.
You know, the first four or five are how you love God according to him, and the last are how you love your brother. And so we were talking about, well, are you condemned if you're not following the law? And that whole thing was such a great discussion because here it says, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, but the catch, who do not walk according to the flesh.
Right.
And so as we are still two parts, we are still two part human beings until the day we die. Our spirit will always war with the flesh and vice versa.
Right.
Right. So you do, the law is there so that you can observe what the flesh must follow while you are working to increase more of your calling to the Spirit, right?
You know? And renewing your mind. And
that's right.
And
renewing
so
your mind. It's a process. And so nothing from the law will pass away is what is also said.
Right.
And so none of us can walk perfectly in the Spirit day in and day out, 24 hours a day, the right. second we've gotten baptized, right?
That's why we need Christ.
Right, exactly. And that's also why he says, you know, he ups the ante for what is required of us, you know, and not only, he says, you know, not only do you have to do these, follow these Ten Commandments, when you are walking in the flesh, you know, there's still an outline for you. But now, you know, now Jesus wants us to also be aware and responsible for each thought that we have in addition to that.
Right.
And so that our thoughts are also falling in line according to the commandments as well.
Right.
And so this is where the order of God comes into very, very significant play. The order of God is what orders the entire universe.
Right.
And so you can't suddenly go, okay, well, we don't need any of those laws, right? The laws that apply to us would be the same thing as suddenly telling molecular biology, okay, you guys don't have to follow your laws.
Yeah, we don't either, need gravity. We don't have to follow that
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah,
there are certain things. So I can walk off a cliff, and I refuse to be under that law.
Right, right.
You know, the law of gravity. So, no, there are laws that are laws.
That's right.
They're not negotiable. They're not optional. They're not. No, there are laws that we can break because we have free will. You know,
right.
But
they can all be broken.
Oh yeah,
it's just you're not supposed to, right?
Right.
The in fact, the opposite side of that is there is a satanic Bible, and the satanic Bible only has one commandment. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. That commandment is, do as you will.
Right.
Okay, so that should be the black and white, right? The very opposite of what God's law and order is all about is the satanic Bible that says, do as you will.
Yes. Yep.
And so, yikes, let me run far, far away from do as you will.
Well, we can do as we will, but there are consequences.
Yes, exactly.
And Satan knows that really well. And most of us that have been around for any length of time also know that. And if you're a student of history, you can see that. So, and that's where we are. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yep, you're welcome.
That's such a good reminder, because what we are seeing is godlessness, war against God creeping in, even in our government. And even in what places that we consider conservative. In Idaho, or the American Redoubt, is a conservative stronghold. But I'm so glad that Representative Heather Scott is bringing this to light, because it's an eye-opener. She just had a Zoom meeting talking about the godlessness. We've got to get involved. The fourth element in our government, as you pointed out, is the people.
Right.
And there needs to be a purge. There needs to be a purge right now at the state levels. Republican parties are holding these rhinos responsible. But just like, where was it? Where's he from? Nebraska. That Republican, Ben Sasse, I don't know how it's Sasse, Ben Sasse. So anyway, he's lashing out at the Nebraska GOP after the official party rebukes him. Well, sit down, Ben, and zip it.
That's right.
They're rebuking you for a reason, because you're deviating from the Republican Party platform. You're a turncoat, traitor.
That's right.
So need to be dealt with.
In fact, it says that 5 of 7 Republican senators who voted to convict Trump have been censured in their home states.
As they should be. Yep.
So good for those states for doing that, because there has to be repercussions.
Right. And so conservative Nebraska, right? Well, conservative Idaho. I mean, we're 1,000-plus patriots turned out when the news that Antifa was coming to burn one of our cities down, or two of our cities, actually. And patriots turned out. That stunned the whole – that made international news. People were like, I'm moving there. But there's things you need to know about. Our legislature is a snake's den, and there are a lot of patriots there, but they're outnumbered by not just the Democrats. Well, they're not outnumbered by Democrats, but the Democrats combined with the so-called Republicans, the rhinos, playing their game. Every state has its own swamp. It's not just Washington, D.C. And you can tell who the true patriots are. They're the ones that are in the news all the time getting just lambasted by the leftist news. And these rhinos are happy to let that happen without interceding or intervening on their behalf.
That's right.
They want them to toe the line. But anyway, this is from Heather's Zoom meeting. I just have a couple clips I want you to hear. You guys need to hear this. So here's part one.
You know, I believe our rights come from God, not government. And I believe that government is there to secure those rights. And I also believe that all power is in the citizens. And that is why I think it's so important that people know their rights, they exercise their rights, and they get involved and engaged in government. And that's what my hope or my goal is with these calls, that you're not just listening to someone tell you what's going on or a speaker or something.
Okay, I'm so thankful to hear somebody in our government, an elected official, actually saying those words. But she's calling for people to get engaged, and you guys have got to get engaged. You've got to get engaged at the local level, if nothing else. Just join your local county Republican Central Committee. Become a precinct committeeman, or just get on that board and have a voice. You could sweep it by storm, and this is happening in pockets across conservative states and communities. But here's part two. This is what you guys need to know what's happening in a place that you think is a conservative stronghold. Your government is not reflecting that. Listen to this.
I say we've lost our country and we are losing our state quickly. And so anything, all power, I truly believe, is in the people, the individual person. And so the more you can do to help where you are will make a huge difference. You know, with the growth here, we've had so many people moving to this state, and they think we're a conservative state. And then they start waking up and they said, wait a minute, this is the same thing that happened in California like 5 years ago. Don't do this, or don't set this regional government up, or don't do that. And so what people are learning is it is not a conservative state. For those of you who think that just because we have a Republican House, Senate, and governor, and that could be questionable, does not mean we have a conservative state. And I could give you all kinds of proof on that. We have Common Core just like all the other states. We have high gas taxes like all the other states. We kill thousands of babies a year like all the other states. And I think the big one, I think if you still think we're conservative, last year it came to my attention that we are doing surgery on little kids in our state to change their gender. We're cutting off their genitals at age 9 or 11. And this is happening in Idaho. And you can't even get the legislature to take up a bill to address it. So if you think it's a conservative state, think again. We are not a conservative state. We're just a little bit behind the times of all the other states, but we're headed in a bad direction.
That should enrage all of you and hopefully motivate you to action, because this is a call. This is a call for you guys to be engaged, even at the local or the county level. Start making your voice be known. This is the fourth element of our government, is the people.
Right. And we, on your show on Sunday night, I'd like to encourage everyone to go and listen to the John Jacob Schmidt Show from our website at radiofreeredoubt.com.
Yep.
And just click on that link and listen to that show, because we went into this quite a bit more with...
In segment three.
Yep.
So that would be episode 21-06. It starts, I think, about the 30-minute mark. Roughly is segment three.
Right.
But it's just good information, really good information addressing, you know, what we're talking about right now.
Right. And especially with what people need to be doing, and with the primary point being the fact that the majority of the Republican people in this nation want Trump. They wanted Trump, not the GOP party, right? And it was like 75%, or, you know, a really high percentage like that, were fully behind Trump.
Yeah.
And here the GOP is trying to ostracize him and act like, you know, that nobody really liked him after all, and you know, almost like they're glad to see him go. And that would be their death knell.
Yeah.
Because how dumb can it get? We pointed out that they raised over $350 million on his behalf.
Yes.
And we're encouraging everyone in all of their local counties to approach your Republican parties and start the reform that is necessary by demanding that that National Republican Committee use that money to fund the whole thing that needs to happen with these electronic voting machines. We've got to get rid of them. And we think that the Republican Party should pay for that whole effort, because all the people in America have funneled tons and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars into that party.
Absolutely.
So that we have election integrity, so that our votes matter. And if the Republican Party is the one that has all the funds, they should be the ones that are in charge and lead the charge on this, to where we can actually rectify and get rid of the electronic voting machines.
Yep, exactly.
And so approach your, that's part of that, you know, in getting that under control at the state level, is you approach it through the county level. And that's what we're talking about with Heather Scott.
Yep.
Is just because it's a Republican dominated state doesn't mean that they're conservative. And so we've got to step forward and start telling them what they need to be doing.
Exactly. All right. Well, with that, what we need to be doing is taking a break. So we've got still so much more content to get to. So let's go ahead and take a break. Segment one is brought to you by Minuteman Coffee. They just came out with their Mission 22 line of coffee, which is a salute to our veterans, especially to help with suicide prevention. And that's what Mission 22 is, 22 veterans a day on average take their own lives. And so this is an outreach to support that. And they've actually got a line of coffee now called Mission 22. Check it out at MinutemanCoffee.com, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence, so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I've said these fellows are lying, dirty, shrewd, and I say they are godless. To me, this is perhaps the most frightening word of all, because it accounts for every other bad word that describes them. When the Reds tear down their churches or turn them into common warehouses, when they torture and kill their priests, ministers, and rabbis, we are horrified, yes. But why are we surprised? What do you expect of a people who say the church is our enemy and must be destroyed? No one can be a true communist and hold any religious convictions. I say to you, it is bad to be irreligious, but it is far worse to be anti-religious. It is reprehensible to be immoral, but it is horrifying to be unmoral. To them, any wrong they do is right. Well, these are some of the more frightening facts we must understand if we are going to understand communism, and we'd better understand it.
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. Segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. Strategicself-defense.com is the website for learning more about getting customized training at your home, your business, or your vehicles, the world that you live in. Check them out today. Good morning, Lady Liberty. We got to jump right into this. We got a ton of stuff in the last 3 minutes, so go ahead.
That's right. We've kind of got to finalize what we were talking about right before the break with the Zoom conference that Heather Scott, Representative Heather Scott, held.
Yeah.
And pointing out that, yes, the Republicans dominate in Idaho, but they're not conservative. They're like the rhinos.
Yes. Almost all rhinos.
And so we're seeing the rhinos of the Republican Party now acting like nobody ever liked Trump, right? And 75% of the Republicans are saying Trump is the GOP.
Right.
Right. And so you've got 75% of 76 million people that voted for Trump saying that he is the GOP.
Right.
And you've got these morons in the Republican Party now saying, oh, no, we don't need Trump. We need to distance ourselves from him. It's like, could you slit your own throat any faster?
Right.
I doubt it. And so there's this article from the Epoch Times that is called Senator Cassidy Claims Trump Won't Be GOP Nominee in 2024. And so here we're talking about the fourth branch when the judicial branch fails, and the fourth branch being the people, people, right? And we've got to step up and enforce the law, apparently. And this is a first class example as to why the people, we the people, are going to have to be that fourth branch that steps forward. Because listen to this. He said, Senator Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, says, I don't think Donald Trump, one, he will be 78 years old, but I don't think he will be our nominee, Cassidy said on CNN's State of the Union. He says, over the last 4 years, we have lost the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Well, duh. To a coup and to a fraudulent electronic voting system.
We didn't lose it because he wasn't popular.
Yeah, gosh, what a moron. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. And then he says, political campaigns are about winning. You think? And so here they're going to cut their own throats by trying to oust Trump. And Trump says that when he runs in 2024, nobody's going to beat him. And so this guy's saying, oh, Trump won't be our nominee. And this is what happens right now with the rhino-run Republican Party.
Yep.
They pick the candidate, not the people.
Right.
That is called governance, not government of the people.
Right.
Right. Governance is a top-down rule where the top tells the people what to do, where America is based on people telling the top what to do.
Exactly.
That is representation. And just his claim saying he won't be the one that we pick is just, wow, oops, he just let the cat out of the bag, didn't he?
Yep. Yep. So take care of him. Louisiana, you know what to do. Kentucky with Mitch McConnell, or Nebraska with Ben Sasse, get him out of there. Give him the boot. So anyway, that's what's got to be done. But we'll be talking about more of that. We're out of time. Man, you guys, Whiffle Bat Wednesdays tomorrow. So tune in, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.